This is Time to Talk, where we speak up, we speak out, and we speak easy. I'm your host, Roland Millward, and let's see what's coming up in this episode. Well, thanks for dropping by and listening in to this latest episode of Time to Talk. I thought today we'd just have a little chat about the telephone. You know, that's a good old-fashioned way of communicating. Now, I know in the modern world now with our smartphones, they are still called phones, but we're tending to rely on things like messaging services and WhatsApp and text messages, and emails, of course, can go via them as well. And with that and all the forms of social media where people seem to be spending their time and communicating, they're often relying on those forms of communication rather than the telephone. And perhaps really we're missing out when it comes to that. You see, the telephone, it's been around a long time thanks to Alexander Graham Bell and many people since, of course. But it does give us that instant two-way communication. It's generally reliable, generally very cheap to use. I know with the internet, if you pay for a fee for your broadband and data in your phone, well, you might just think yourself is free when you communicate by the other methods. But the thing with the telephone is it's accessible to everyone with a phone. They don't necessarily need a good internet connection, or of course even an internet connection at all. So the telephone has great use. It's a way of displaying a number. You can have a business number, of course, which means you can keep your business and private life separate. Sometimes a little more difficult if you're going to just throw it open to social media. So with the phone, there are certain things we need to remember. How we answer the phone, how we communicate on the phone, how we deal with people, certain etiquette on the telephone, including, of course, answer phones as well, leaving a voicemail. So let's have a little chat about those things in this episode of Time to Talk. So let's talk about the telephone, and particularly, first of all, answering the telephone. Now, I spend a lot of my day talking to people on the telephone. I'm quite passionate about using the phone rather than email, because I can get answers there and then, and I can ask questions if it's not covered in an email. I don't have to keep going backwards and forwards. So the telephone is very useful, and we'll come on to that a little bit later. But sometimes you dial a number and a person just says, "Hello." Have I got the right number? I don't know. Now, often I'm talking about businesses that answer it that way as well. That's rather strange, you may think. You would at least say who you are, what your company is. You know, my company is XYZ, it's John speaking. Whatever you're going to answer, you would indicate that they've got the right or possibly the wrong number. But just to say hello. I called someone the other day and they said, "Anne's phone." Obviously, they picked up their colleague's phone, but rather than say who they were, they'd just done it as almost an internal extension call. Not very professional, is it? So, if you're answering business-wise, state the name of your business and your name. Then people know they've got the right person, or at least the right business, and then you can go forward from there. Of course, answer in a warm and friendly manner. Not, "Oh, the phone's ringing, I better pick it up." "Yeah, XYZ, John here, what do you want?" You know, we don't want to do that. We want to be positive, polite, engaging in the way we answer the phone. And when you do that, you'll get a better response from the people you're talking to. Now, if it's a private phone, and when I answer privately, I just pick up the phone and say, "Hello, Roland speaking." You know, it's easy as that. Years ago, we used to answer with the phone number. If you watch the old films, the old black and white films, you often hear Mayfair 719 and things like that. So identify yourself when you answer the phone. That's important. You don't want to cause the caller to have to ask you, "Have they got the right number? Who are you? What's your business?" That's not their job to ask that. It's your job when you answer the phone to make that quite clear. So that's good. Now, when we're dialing, let's look at it the other way round. We know we've got somebody on the phone. It's the right company, at least. Now, again, we want to be pleasant. We want to be personable in the way we talk to people, and we want to get our point across fairly quickly. There can be pleasantries if you know them already. Hi, John, how are you doing? Yeah, very well. Things going okay? Brilliant. I need to speak to you today about, and get to the point. You know, we don't want to take up people's time unnecessarily, and therefore, when we're making a call, we should be prepared in advance what it is we want to say. What questions do we need to ask? What is it we're looking for before we even make that phone call? That way, you're not going to waste either your time, in the sense you're only going to get half the information, and you're not going to waste the other person's time either, unnecessarily making calls backwards and forwards, or not knowing what you're going to say and dithering along with the call. So be prepared before you call. And of course, if you're receiving calls regularly, you should always be prepared, knowing your business, knowing what it is that people are going to likely to ask you. So if you've got staff, they need to be trained in answering the phones, what their department covers, who they should put people through to that can answer the questions. All of that is probably stating the obvious, but in day-to-day life, we find it's not always dealt with in such an obvious way, and problems can arise. So preparation is key for those who answer the phone and for you making the call. Now, during the call, what I always find is important is to smile. Be serious when we have to be serious, but if necessary, even stand up, give yourself a bit of breathing space so you feel relaxed when you make the call. And you'll find that you can have an energy that's necessary when speaking to people. Now, when you are on a call, don't try and do two things. So don't be making a call or someone is calling you and then you're taking a look at something else on the internet or trying to read a magazine or something while you're speaking. Concentrate on the call. Have a pen and a notebook to hand so you can make notes. Note down people's names that are important, numbers, details. Write them all down so that you're concentrating for one thing, but of course, secondly, you don't forget what it is you're covering in the call. You're making sure of those points. And that's important. So please do keep that in mind. Now, telephone calls are great for building relationships with people over the phone. If you're in business, you can call people regularly. You can get to know people quite well over the telephone because you hear the voice, you hear the inflection, you get a personality that comes across through the telephone. You don't get that in text messages, in WhatsApp messages. The toing and froing, yes, it's handy. I won't take that away. I use it. It's handy to use. And you can, of course, use those facilities as a phone. You can actually, you know, have voice to voice. So when I'm using the word telephone now, if you want to use a newfangled system, whether it's WhatsApp or Messenger or Skype, of course, as a telephone, absolutely brilliant, you can do that. They're not always as reliable as a standard phone line, though, so do keep that in mind. You sometimes do have issues with some of those things, but they are getting better. So let's just think about one other aspect, and that is the answer phone, or as we call them today, the voicemail. When you leave a voicemail, be precise, be very clear who you are and the telephone number that they're going to call you back on. And I usually say it twice so that you say it the first time and then say it a second time. Quite often when people are listening back to messages, it's not always as clear as you might think it would be. And you've probably found that yourself when you're playing a message back. You can't always quite get the person's name or the number. It doesn't always sound quite right for some reason. So again, make sure that if you're leaving a message, perhaps do things twice. You start at the beginning, leave your number, say, I'll just repeat that number for you, yes, and then just state your name again. That's the easiest way to make sure that people actually get it correct, so they can at least call you back. Now, on your answer phone message, try and keep the message fairly short, but do it in a way saying, I'm sorry I can't take your call. I would really love to speak to you, so please do leave a message. Rather than saying, this is John, if you want to, leave a message. I'll get back to you when I can. You know, keep it friendly, but keep it positive and really invite people to leave a message. And you'll find that more people will leave a message then than if you're just very brief, or you leave the automated system on. People with mobiles often have the answer service from the companies, the Vodafone answer service and so forth. Now, if you leave that on, then people don't know, firstly, if they've actually got the right person to leave a message to. Not always so sure. The number might be displayed correctly, but you may have the wrong number. So make sure that you change that to a personal message and say, leave a nice, bright, positive message inviting people to leave that message because you really do want to speak to them and you're sorry you haven't been able to speak to them personally there and then. They're just a few of the things that you can do that will improve your telephone conversations, and please do it more. You know, rather than start communicating by email, and I see people do this, they'll send an email, you reply by email, and within a few minutes you get another one asking you another question, so you answer that, and guess what? They ask another question after, and this email thing becomes a conversation. We don't want that. Use the phone. If you have to back something up in writing, do it after the conversation, so that if people need a written thread for proof, then do that afterwards, just a little summary. As per our telephone call, I am pleased to confirm this, that and the other. And you'll find that will really, A, speed things up. You'll have more time to be organised because you're not forever backwards and forwards on these messaging things or email things. And you'll be able then to just write down what is the minimum requirement as opposed to lots of things. It's easier to speak, it's quicker to speak than it is to type, even if you're a good typist. So thanks very much for listening to Time to Talk once again. Please stay tuned for more podcasts coming in the very near future. We're getting some more interviews lined up for you with a number of people. So I will announce those and get them online as soon as we can. Take care. Thank you for joining me today on Time to Talk. I appreciate the time that you've spent listening, and I hope you'll join me on the next podcast. To make sure that you don't miss it, please subscribe to the podcast on your favourite platform. Thank you, and I look forward to speaking to you again very soon.